All right, so good afternoon. As Amy said, my name is Trish Mueller, and I'm going to give a very brief overview of our teen pregnancy prevention initiative that I've been working on for the last 5 years. My presentation is going to be an overview, and then we have four presentations that'll follow, which get more in depth about the different components. I have no relationships to disclose. Teen pregnancy is a public health problem. Every day, 682 teens, defined as females aged 15 to 19 years, give birth in the U.S. 1 in 14 girls in the U.S. will become pregnant before the age of 20, and this translates into over 614,000 teen pregnancies every year. Despite recent declines, the U.S. still continues to have higher rates than other countries of similar economic status, and in 2010, teen birth rates cost the United States $9.4 billion. Teen pregnancy rates, teen birth rates, and teen abortion rates have been falling in recent years. The teen birth rate is at a historic low, 24.2 births per female age 15 to 19. As I said, as these rates are dropping, although they're dropping, the U.S. still has the highest teen pregnancy rate among industrialized countries. There's also great geographic variation with teen births. In the United States, teen births are highest in the South and lowest in the Pacific Northwest and the Northeast. In 2010, in attempts to continue the downward trend in teen births, Congress allocated funds to HHS for teen pregnancy prevention. HHS funds different agencies and offices to direct various teen pregnancy prevention initiatives. Beginning in 2010, HHS prioritized investments in evidence-based teen pregnancy prevention program models, primarily through two programs. The Personal Responsibility and Education Program, known as PREP, which is on the left, and then the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Program on the right. The Affordable Care Act provided funding for evidence-based teen pregnancy prevention program models through the PREP program. This program is administered by the Administration of Children and Families, and includes $55 million in formula grants to states, $10 million in competitive innovative strategies cooperative agreement grants, and then another $3 million or so in grants provided for Indian tribes and tribal organizations. On the right-hand side, the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Program was a tier two tiered initiative. $75 million to replicate one or more evidence-based teen pregnancy prevention programs, and then $25 million for research and demonstration grants to test additional models and innovative strategies for preventing teen pregnancy. The initiative I'm going to talk about today is in the bottom right, the Community-Wide Initiative, which is a partnership between CDC and the Office of Adolescent Health. Again, the Integrating Services, Programs, and Strategies Through Community-Wide Initiatives Project, or as I'll refer to it as the Community-Wide Initiative, was a key part of the broader HHS Teen Pregnancy Prevention 5-year effort. The purpose of the program was to implement effective, innovative, multi-component community-wide initiatives to reduce rates of teen pregnancy and birth in communities with high rates. Our grantees focused on reaching African American and Latino youth aged 15 to 19. Again, it started as a partnership between OAH and CDC, and OPA, the Office of Population Affairs, also funded an additional community-based organization. CDC has also funded five national training organizations as well. This slide shows the location of the community-wide initiatives. We fund communities in Alabama, Connecticut, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Carolina, New York, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Texas. The program goals are to reduce rates of pregnancies and births to youth in the target community, to increase youth access to evidence-based prevention programs, and to increase youth access to youth-friendly clinical services. Grantees are responsible for developing, implementing, and evaluating community-wide teen pregnancy prevention plans that address five key components. Grantees were required to implement activities from each of these components. I'm going to describe each of the components in just a few slides. But the five components include community mobilization, working with diverse communities, stakeholder education, evidence-based program implementation, and clinical services. Two of the following presentations by my colleagues and partners at CDC, SHIFT North Carolina, and the South Carolina campaign will talk more in depth about the evidence-based program and clinical services component. This slide depicts our program model and describes how capacity was built in each of the five component areas. Specifically, we supported and collaborated with national training organizations and state and community-based organizations to work intensively with local-level providers. Our directly funded partners include the five national organizations who provided training and technical assistance on those five key components to the eight state and community-based organizations and the one Title X provider, who then in turn built the capacity of those local level providers who were the ones responsible for implementing and evaluating their programs. These next few slides will briefly describe each of these five components. Community mobilization focused on engaging all sectors of the population in a community-wide effort to address teen pregnancy. Some of the partners and community members included youth-serving organizations, so those organizations that directly serve the youth in the community, health centers, businesses, and then other non-traditional partners. Grantees were also required to form partnerships, three different partnership groups. These included the core partner leadership team, the community action team, and the youth leadership teams. These groups participated and provided feedback on the development of the community-wide plans. Stakeholder education. This component focused on educating policymakers and other community stakeholders about relevant evidence-based strategies to reduce teen pregnancy and data on needs and resources in the target communities. It also includes support for local community policy, procedure, and practice changes to reduce barriers for youth. In addition, all grantees developed and implemented health communication campaigns through social media, advertising, and message placement throughout their community. Most of the grantees had project websites with additional information on teen pregnancy that was central to their target community. They had a clinic, most of them had a clinic locator feature, and then of course links for additional resources. Evidence-based interventions. This component focused on exposing teens to evidence-based teen pregnancy prevention programs, including youth development and curriculum-based programs that reduce risk factors associated with teen pregnancy. Each of our grantees was required to partner with at least 10 youth-serving organizations to provide training and TA on the quality implementation of evidence-based programs. These youth-serving organizations, just to give you an idea, included schools, smaller community-based organizations or faith-based organizations, many times juvenile justice organizations, foster care. Grantees used a program planning model called Getting to Outcomes to guide their training and TA to their youth-serving organizations. In total, 113 youth-serving organizations implemented evidence-based interventions with quality and fidelity, reaching over 35,000 youth. Contraceptive and reproductive health care services, clinical services. This component focuses on ensuring clinical partners are providing teen-friendly, culturally competent reproductive health care services that are available and easily accessible to all youth in the community. It also included establishing linkages between teen pregnancy prevention program partners and clinics that serve at-risk youth from the target community. And this included mechanism for active referral to the services. All of our grantees were required to partner with at least five health centers in their community that provide reproductive health services. Grantees provided training and technical assistance on youth-friendly best practices and evidence-based clinical guidelines. Grantees also monitored the implementation of best practices as well as increases in contraceptive coverage rates. And finally, our fifth component is working with diverse communities. This component supported the other components and focused on reaching youth that are most in need using culturally competent strategies. Each community focused on reaching African American Latino youth and ensured that all programs and services were tailored to their particular needs. Briefly, some lessons learned. The following presentations will get more in depth in some of those lessons learned, but overall, I think we learned that that planning year, so our grantees were given, it was a five-year cooperative agreement. The first year was truly a planning year. And we learned that that was really an important year to be able to mobilize the community, form different partnerships, and to build the capacity of local partners to actually implement those components. Involving leadership from the beginning of the project was also necessary for successful collaborations. Organizations that did not have full buy-in from their leaders were not as successful as implementation as those who really had their leaders on board at the beginning. It was also important that partners were provided with clear expectations from the beginning of the project. A lot of data was collected through this project, and it was important to have that data requirement and their actual activities that they're going to be required to do included in their contracts or their MOUs. We also found it very important to have a national, five different, I guess, national and training TA providers that were able to build the capacity of the grantees and their local providers. And then also, finally, the use of the program planning model, GTO, getting to outcomes, was really helpful and provided the local partners with a model for selecting, implementing, and evaluating their programs. Again, this is just a very brief, quick overview, but you'll learn more about the projects in the next three presentations. Thank you.